is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Graham, what do we have for dirt?
Well, we've got some interesting news surrounding Britney Spears and her dad, Jamie Spears. Britney Spears has settled her legal dispute with her dad, Jamie. In a stunning turn of events, Jamie isn't paying Britney a cent. But Britney is going to be paying Jamie's legal bills, according to TMZ. Now, it looks like these Jamie's legal bills, which we're told were to the amount of $2 million. And this case has settled pretty quietly.
And
what about the mishandling and the fleecing of the estate that went on by Lou Taylor and all these other people? Maybe this is like one part of the case. We need a lawyer.
Apparently, the case is called and it appears to be a stunning victory for Jamie Spears.
What?
Wow.
We're going to have to find more out about this.
Well, yeah. This is just breaking.
Because as we know, her conservatorship lasted for 13 years and all of the, you know, horrible things that he put her through.
Yes.
But yeah, it doesn't give me anything about any more of.
Well, one of the things the Britney Army, this one legal one that I used to follow, is that this is closure in the probate court because there's another lawsuit that's happening as far as the fraud, the fleecing, okay. The other thing that, so I don't know. This is just this one website that I always followed that kind of translated some of the law. But we're going to need someone to break this down for us. There's, good Lord.
Yeah, right now TMZ is not giving us much more than she'll be paying her legal bills at this point in time.
I mean, did they find the money? That's what I'm wondering, if they found the money and like the people that were fleecing her and keeping the money. I mean, we need a lawyer to explain what this means.
Yeah, I'm not that. Yeah,
we'll have to get one.
The case settled quickly. Like I said, Britney is furious. We're told her lawyer assured her that she had a solid case, but in the end, she's paying Jamie's legal bills.
I always look, you know, side-eyed at TMZ when it comes to anything reporting Britney.
Because they're the one that put out the horrible.
Yes, great point. And they're very much in the side of Lou Taylor, who has a relationship with the Jenners.
Very true.
So we're going to read up on this by Monday.
I love it. Yeah, we'll get a little recap on that hopefully on Monday here. But let's go over to a little bit of our show, Law and Order. Dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't have my butt in front of me, but this is kind of a bummer, but okay news, I have to say. Law and Order Organized Crime is going to be moving to Peacock. And Dick Wolf's shows.
But how are we going to embrace Peacock? They still charge me so much money, and I'm supposed to get it for free. It's driving me crazy.
Oh yeah, well I get you. And this is maybe how they're getting people to cross over. They're doing games. They're doing live events. They're probably going to be doing, I bet you, a lot of extra Olympic coverage over on Peacock.
Right.
I would imagine that they would get you to try. That's just a thought. But
what if they played the gymnastics only on Peacock, like they did for that Kansas City Chiefs game?
You know. I didn't realize that Organized Crime had gone through five showrunners.
Five showrunners. It's just they tried and tried and tried to get this one to get the numbers. It wasn't getting the numbers.
This the one when
Elliot Stabler came back.
Yes.
So he was on with Olivia Benson on SVU, and then he left like 10 years ago. And I could just watch Elliot Stabler be Elliot Stabler and break up bad guy rings all day long. I don't care. I'm Dick Wolf. They must be... Must be mad because, you know, he had a 3-hour lock.
He did. And then to get that 3-hour lock, you remember what they did? They had Manifest, which was a really good show on NBC. And then it went over to Netflix and it got a massive following.
Yeah, it did.
But they took that show away to give him this third hour. So, you know, we'll see what's going to happen with that one. But, well, obviously, we know it's going to be going over.
All right, I'll watch it on Peacock.
Yep. Organized Crime will be getting 10 streaming episodes.
Okay, good.
That, this guy said that no one will watch, and Tuesday at 10, whoever, this is showbiz 411.
This is the thing, you do forget to watch Peacock.
Yeah.
Totally, and you can't tape anything, but it's there, so you don't really need to tape it.
Well, I know. That's like,
it's a habit.
I DVR
it's a new
all
habit.
My Bravo
it's
shows because I can't be bothered to go to Peacock and watch them later.
Yeah, it's a habit.
Absolutely.
It's a habit.
Can I share with you a Britney Spears post from 2 hours ago on her Insta?
Okay, yes.
Bottle of wine. Some lavender, beautiful grass. Eventually, you will come to understand that love heals everything. And that is all there is. .. And real wine feels extremely nice as well. Pips. First time with real wine.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
so,
oh.
Well, what she's saying is she's made up with her dad and forgives him.
No, she is not saying that, Julia, no, at all.
She's saying she's going to wine because of this situation.
No, she's just saying that love is the only thing that matters to her, not the money, not the anything. And she's still pissed at her dad that he wouldn't let her drink. And now she's drinking real wine again. Because she hasn't been out of her conservatorship. No, she's not making up with her dad.
No. Okay. No.
But anyway, so she may have just decided she didn't want to go to trial.
Okay.
Yes, yes. With the little bit of time we have left here, let's go to this one. John Bon Jovi walked the red carpet at Hulu's special screening of Thank You, Goodnight, John Bon Jovi's story, which we've talked about earlier today, kind of a little bit boring. But the interesting thing was the singer's wife... Dorothea Hurley was notably not at his side while taking pictures on the red carpet. And this comes after we know he said that, he talked about how he wasn't the biggest saint during their marriage.
He's probably sick of that. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And then he also said it hasn't been easy and it comes up every day.
She might be mad at him at some of this stuff. And I'm not going to go pose with you for your stupid show.
100%.
You've made me watch 100 rough cuts.
Yeah, that's true. The singer said in an interview with The Independent earlier this month, it's about never lying about having been a saint, but about being fool enough to not bleep up your home life. So,
maybe she just
wanted to step away for a little bit, but
they're not breaking up or anything.
No, but I've got some more Yellowstone news for you guys next week that we didn't get to today. So
we still have time.
Oh yeah, we can get to that a little bit here and some Tupac news if we have time as well.
All right.
But thank you for that time, you guys.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Minneapolis Plastic Surgery with three great plastic surgeons, board certified, Dr. Jarvis, Dr. Tholen, and Dr. Singh. And they are always our top doctor choice. They're top doctor choice for people's word of mouth, Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. I mean, you have so much experience.
You really do.
And... you know, I remember when I went in and met with Dr. Jarvis just a year ago, it was last April, and, you know, thinking about how can I get rid of this sagging jawline and everything else. He was just so honest about everything of what I could expect. And, you know, then I asked him questions, you know, how many times have you done these different
things?
Am I asking the right questions?
Show me the pictures.
Yeah, it was just, and the staff is so great. And one of the nurses was one of our nurses that we met 19 years ago.
I love that, Lori. Minneapolis Plastic Surgery. Go to mpsmn.com to schedule your consultation.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Time for Weekend Picks, presented by AARP Minnesota.
You doing anything fun this weekend?
You know, we should do something this weekend.
Anything interesting going on?
Any recommendations?
We need to have some fun.
Here with fun stuff to do this weekend are Lori and Julia.
All right. Lorene, tell us where we're supposed to go to listen to music.
All right. I'll give you some music news. Okay, so... I've been really wanting to try this new music place out. It's on Girard Avenue and it's in Uptown.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Green Room. And tonight, Trailer Trash is playing.
Yes. Oh, nice band. Yeah.
And I looked at their calendar and they've got a lot of good lineups. So we got to support a new music place. I was thinking about all the music places that we don't have anymore. So, yeah, it's called Green Room and it looks absolutely gorgeous. And so Trailer Trash is there tonight and they're fun to dance to and, you know, honky tonk. music. The Max Band R&B is over at the Minnesota Music Cafe. And if you guys remember a band called Kung Fu Hippies?
No, but
they're,
I love the name.
Rock and jam band. I wanted to say, I think I saw them for the first time like at the Caboose.
Okay. And I'm looking at the green room. That looks like a cool space.
It looks like a cool place, right? But Ben's birthday food shelf drive with the Kung Fu Hippies is tonight at the Hook and Ladder. So
fun.
They don't play that, you know, you don't get a chance to see them that often. Then tomorrow night, maybe you're going to the Pacer Benefit. The Goo Goo Dolls are performing.
Yes.
Someone invites you and has a spare ticket. Find something to wear and go. An early show at Crooner's at 4:30. Thomasina Petrus and the Selby Avenue Brass Band is playing a gig. So that's at 4:30 if you want an earlier night. Nicki Minaj down at the Target Center. Mike Wright and the Wrongs is at Bunkers tomorrow night.
That's right. That's my guy.
That's your guy.
Fun band. So that's happening at Bunkers. And then Sunday, my pick is, he hasn't been around for a while. Oh, I forgot. I was in love with this band. Roger Klein and the Peacemakers are playing at the Turf Club.
Another good spot.
Yeah.
Totally fun. Okay, it's Arbor Day tomorrow.
Oh. Yeah.
So there's a lot of earth things to do.
That's why my brother sent me a tree card.
A tree card, yeah.
Well, it was like, you're tremendous. He did all these sort of like little poems. It's Arbor Day tomorrow.
Yes,
all
and right. If you're at the sea, you can go meet local farmers at the... why can't I think of the name? How to pronounce it?
The Arboretum?
No, a Seward, or what's the name of that area?
Conservatory?
Conservatory?
No, the Seward.
Seward?
Seward, thank you.
Seward Co-op.
So I'm spelling it Seward.
Yeah, well, it is a weird looking word.
I know,
word,
but I couldn't remember the name of the place. So it's the Seward Co-op, which is right on Franklin Avenue off of River, after 95. From 11 to 2 tomorrow, you can meet some, they're going to have other activities to go, but you can meet local gardeners and farmers. They're having, Arbor Day is at, just go to MinneapolisParks.org and St. Paul Parks. You're going to tell me. But here's a cool one. At the Minnesota Zoo, 10 to 4 daily, farm babies and tree top trail programming. So they're going to have the spring favorite is back at Arbor Day. Farm Babies is a fun family tradition, giving you a close look at life on the farm. So it's new this year, and they have that 1.25 treetop trail, which we've never been on, which is supposed to be fun. So that's something to do.
It'd be a good thing with the kids.
I think, though, Cars and Caves at Chanhassen Autoplex.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to that?
Oh, I go. Yeah, I've been many times. I have a couple friends that have lockers down there.
Yeah.
It's just big. They're like man caves or women caves, whatever you want.
It's like hangars.
It's hangars. It's below is the garage and then the upstairs.
In Chanhassen?
Yeah, right in Chanhassen. And it's right kind of back, tucked back behind Powers. I think it's Powers.
Half a mile from Paisley Park.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And the nice thing is the whole bottom levels are old school garages with classic like
cars
and even movie themed cars like the Batmobile, Steve McQueen's car.
Really? Family friendly.
Yeah. Okay. It's a really cool spot.
Yeah. They have gourmet hot dogs, coffee.
Yeah.
Parking's free. So tomorrow they're having at Cars and Caves. It's from 9 to 1. That would be a fun thing to go with your kids, I think.
Yeah. And then, especially if the guy that has the, like I said, the movie set guy who he used to own Floyd Security. You know him.
He used to do commercials with them,
but he has the coolest movie car collection in town. The DeLorean, the Batmobile. I mean, everything. It's so cool.
I think so. Flip Phone Events is having a Phaedra Parks drag brunch this Sunday at 3:00 at Quincy Hall. Go check that out.
Phaedra's my favorite.
I would agree.
She ran away with the Traitors season 2.
Yes, I agree. And Art and Bloom is happening at Minneapolis Institute of Arts.
Where you see Italy is not going to cooperate with them anymore because they won't return the statue.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh. It's like it's an international art kerfuffle.
It is.
But that Art and Bloom,
I've
so
never
beautiful.
Been.
And Diana Pierce has one of the floral blooms.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's been in business or done this a long time. And it really is a wonderful way to Grant, do you know what it is where they have flower installations next to all throughout the museum?
No, but
so it's a different way of looking at the art.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And
okay.
Mike Karach. Or Cratch is the Cars Against Crime car guy that you're talking about.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And it's either it's Cratch Or Karach.
Yes, exactly. Mike, I know it's Mike. You're right on the mic. Yes. Mm-hmm. Good Thank dude. You, very nice guy.
Yeah, so those fun things. Now tell us what's happening with Yellowstone just really quick. Before you get to the...
Yes, Yellowstone. We just got good news that it's going to be starting. Laura, you know the story.
We've been told by several actors that they are expecting to start shooting in June. Mm-hmm. But not Kevin Costner hasn't told us that. So yeah. This is probably somebody else on a... Who was asked and gave his opinion.
Luke Grimes, he said that, you know, he opened up about Kevin Costner's exit in an interview with The Independent ahead of the, he was going to the Stagecoach Festival in California.
Oh, yeah, he's a singer.
Yes, because he's got his own country album, absolutely. He said, whatever happened, there is unfortunate referencing Kevin Costner. If it's changed anything about how the show's going to unfold, that would be awful. He said, I know Costner got busy with his movie. And with his passion projects, at a certain point, you got to do what you got to do, man. You got to do what you got to love. But the one thing that's what he said.
Okay,
but
he's being very good and cryptic. Yes, I like it.
Yes, but we also did get that Yellowstone is set to begin filming its second half of season 5 next month for the series last season last season. But remember, we did hear from Kevin Costner, who said that he would like to be a part of it. The original agreement was for 7 years. And allegedly, there was this agreement that he had a way to write himself off or know how his ending would be. But we haven't heard anything since that comment from Kevin Costner.
This is just a lot. I'm glad you asked for this and we didn't wait all weekend for nothing.
I agree. Yeah. I agree, because it was so exciting and then it wasn't.
But yep. Just because of what can he say? That's probably all he does know.
Yes, it's true.
I would agree.
That's true.
Grant, do you want to give us any highlights of sporting things?
The only thing you should be watching tonight, it's going to be later starts for the Timberwolves playoff series. It's tonight at 9:30.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be on Bally Sports. And on ESPN, so 9:30 tonight our time, and then on Sunday 8:30 p.m. So a late school night showing for the potential sweep if we win tonight, and that will be on Bally's as well. But that one's going to be on TNT and not ESPN. We don't need to talk about the Twins. They did have a nice game series there against the White Sox. Yep. The Saints are in town this weekend, all weekend long, against Rochester, our former AAA team. Now our AAA team being the Saints, so that's kind of cool. And then we do have to mention that the Minnesota Professional Women's Hockey League, yet to be named team, Minnesota, takes on Boston at 1 p.m. on Saturday at Xcel Energy Center, so you can go check them out and get out of the rain. So that's about it. But I would say attention to the Timberwolves. Tonight. And Sunday.
Yeah. They say that we should win one of these two when we go back to Phoenix.
That's a lot of people are thinking. Well, if we win tonight, it's done in four. That's my call. But if we we'll probably lose, I'm guessing we'll lose tonight, being that it's in Phoenix and they've got a little bit of momentum. We'll take it back home and win it in five. That's being very
hopeful.
Exactly.
We'll take it though.
Yeah, we'll take it.
We are going to take a quick break. Great. Be right back. Everybody, it's Lori and Julia here for Hammernix Flooring Solutions. And Shaw, there's two big sales going on right now at Hammernix. And Shaw's Spring Envy event is going on right now, where you can receive up to $500 rebate on Shaw carpet. They also have luxury vinyl plank and more. And I'm looking at all their different products.
And I think Shaw also carries a pet collection.
They do,
a Pet Perfect collection, where it's... a 25-year warranty on pet stains on their carpeting. That's how
much you could trust them. I mean, that's a big deal. Once your pet urines, I mean, that is just brutal.
Yeah.
And the Shaw takes care of it. They have just this offer. You know, carpeting and flooring can transform.
It's an automatic facelift.
It's huge. It is. And if you've got lazy, ugly floor, why not go to Hammernix and find out all the beautiful things that you could be doing in your price range? We love Hammernix. Three locations, New Hope, St. Paul, and in Hudson. Tell them the girl sent you.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I love this song so much.
I ain't changing for shit.
Shaboozy. The bar song, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. A little play on Tipsy from the other.
I've got a couple funny things here.
Okay,
Lori.
But can we just talk about how cute Madonna's photo with her kids?
Yes, fine. Mm-hmm.
You know, because they all appeared in her show.
I know they did. I went.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Yeah. Me too.
I know. So, the, so it's posted. And that's what she wants to do.
I just
know.
Like it.
It
remember,
is nice.
I remember when she adopted those twin girls. Why would she ever do that?
Well, because she was like 50. I just didn't understand. I didn't understand having children that late in life when you'd already had kids earlier in life. Just seemed like a
you
long.
You kind of don't want it to end sometimes.
Is that what it is?
100%.
Well, her kids are.
You don't want it to end.
I mean, look at the age range of her kids.
You like being needed. When they don't need you anymore, how you want them to need you.
Yes.
They still need you, but how they want you to need you.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's different.
Than the original.
Mm-hmm. It is. I thought would make you happy, Lori. Okay. And this was in the Star Tribune. And this is from the Associated Press. Tortured poets needed an editor.
Oh.
I just thought nearly 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
The tortured poets department is that this stretch of productivity and commercial success was also a tumultuous time for her emotionally. I can read your mind, but it needed an editor.
It did.
Sprawl. You know, curiously insular, often cradled in the familiar anonymic throb of Jack Antonoff's production. The album goes on. Blah, blah, blah. Great poets knows how, it doesn't know how to condense and doesn't know how to edit. Well, but I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I thought you'd like that. All right. Challengers, the movie with Zendaya that we've talked about mm-hmm. for a full year.
Yeah.
Is out. It's out in movie theaters. Boy Kills World. Have you guys heard about this movie at all?
But no, but I might make an, I might go see Challengers.
I think I might too. Maybe
we should go on Sunday. It's going to be 100% chance of rain all day.
Yes.
We could feel like we exercise.
I want to go to an early one though.
Of course.
Yeah. We could feel like we exercised. Yeah. We would walk out of our car to the movie theater.
Very briskly.
And then I could go to the bathroom during the movie,
that's
which
right.
would be exercise.
That's right. And then I could remember how much I love the sport of tennis. And maybe I'll pick up tennis again.
Oh, God. And for you guys, MILF Manor starts Sunday night.
Oh.
On TLC.
TLC. Got to make a note.
Would you really?
Well, I watched
the
it last
time. The NFL draft is continuing still.
It's pure trash and garbage. Yeah. I want to see if they've improved anything.
Yeah, that's basically it.
True.
And then I saw...
If they cast better looking people is my hope.
Oh.
Okay. Don't you think, Grant?
Last year was a little, yeah.
It was like Rock of Love season 5 and 6. people
said.
Started getting less pretty.
People didn't want to do it anymore.
That's
and they didn't
want to
stop because it was still making money.
Yeah,
but they'd already gone through all the types. So then, I don't know. There's just something about it. There's a tiredness that comes into play.
Yeah, I get that.
They could maybe they've gotten more attention. They got better, a better pool.
Maybe. I don't care. I'm not watching it. Right. Here's me. Who cares? So what? Who cares?
Here's
I'm
this.
Pretending.
Why?
Why? Okay, let's just listen to Travis Kelce really quick. Do we have time for this?
Yeah.
So he was asked if he can handle the pressure, and he was on with Billy Bush, your guy, Lori.
Oh, yeah. He was
on Extra.
Mm-hmm.
So here's Travis Kelce answering just a couple questions.
A big figure.
Hey, Taylor.
You got a big life. The world sort of follows you. Are you comfortable with all of it?
Yeah. I think it was all the home videos my mom used to have with the old camcorder, the handheld joint at the house. I just always felt comfortable with the camera on me and the lights on me. And sure enough, I love a good challenge. I get excited for a challenge. Something that I haven't done before is something that really, you know, makes me focus and be or do something that I haven't done before. And there's something about that I got a love for.
I've heard some about Keeping Up with the Kelces, a family reality show. Is that possible?
Oh, no. The reality show is in my past. I don't think I'd ever do another reality show.
I was a big fan back in the day. But Mom Madonna holding court like Kris Jenner, you could do it.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to have to be out on that. But who knows? Maybe Jason and Kylie. Maybe
he's a natural.
He's a natural, and he can handle the pressure.
Oh, yeah.
That's basically what we learned.
And he's kind of a geeky nerd, and I've got to believe that Taylor
just adores him.
Adores that about
just
him.
Just adores him.
I love those two.
We're going to sing because we've gotten so many requests, according to Lori.
Yeah.
We're going to give the people what they want.
No, last night was trending, what would be your walkout song?
Oh, that's right.
And someone told me...
If we were drafted in the NFL.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some kind of wonderful. This would be a good walkout song.
Let's start it.
Let's play it. We got a couple minutes left here.
Have a great weekend, you guys. We have got great shows starting tomorrow morning. Weekly Dish and the Shop Girls. We will be back on Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Job done. Off you go.